This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Run away, run away, run away, run away, run away.
Why do you sound like that? It
sounds exactly like it sounds to me.
You sound bad.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and guess what?
What you got?
It's Ryan's birthday.
Hey.
Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Ryan. We had a great time with him.
We did.
Thursday night when we went out to watch some football at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And whatever he's doing, we wish you a happy birthday. I'm assuming, I haven't checked with them, I'm assuming their Eat the Enemy food dish Sunday will be buffalo wings again, because they've done that once already leading up. I can't imagine that they'd be doing something else, but I will check at some point.
Yeah, check.
Funky Buddha, Tap Room in Oakland Park. You know what's there tonight?
Tuesday, Dan Day.
Well, it's Monday.
Dan Day.
That's right. He's sitting outside right now, and he will be at Funky Buddha hosting trivia tonight. He gave me one of the questions. Should I give it away on the air? I don't know if this would be an unfair advantage to those who are going. See if you know this answer.
What you got?
Who is the actress, mother of the current actress? The hell's her name? I know the mother's name.
This is great.
Tell Dan to come in here and ask the question.
You killed this one, huh?
Thank you. Hey, come in and answer this question. Ask the question. I was trying to ask the question, but I forgot the daughter's name. Oh, I just remembered it. Who is, see if I ask this. You ask it better than I am.
You ask it.
It's your trivia question for tonight. Who's the, you asked it to me out there. Who's the mother of the current,
who's the actress mother
of Kate Hudson?
Nicole Kidman.
God,
Nicole Kidman. Do you have a guess? Do you have a guess, Jimmy? Who is the mother of the current actress, Kate Hudson?
I do not know.
Oh.
The mother is also an actress.
Right.
Who is the mother, who's the mother of Kate Hudson?
The actress mother of Kate Hudson. Do we all know who Kate Hudson is?
Yes.
The black singer.
That's right. He's thinking of Jennifer. It's like password. He's thinking of Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, so yeah. This isn't.
Kate Hudson from Almost Famous.
Great movie. Ever see that movie? Yeah.
Who is the actress mother? This is amazing that you guys don't know
this.
Is it
Jamie Lynn?
That's right. Jamie Lynn Sigler from Sopranos. You nailed it.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's. I think I nailed it.
That's right. From The Bear.
The kleptomaniac.
That's right. Winona Ryder.
There we go.
You guys nailed it. All of you.
Is her last name Hudson? Because that would be because her mom and daddy aren't married anymore.
Right.
So she took the daddy's name.
That's a stage name.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn is a female?
Goldie Hawn?
You don't know Goldie
Are you
Hawn?
Kidding me?
Goldie Hawn is a female.
She was
Are you
something
kidding
popular
me?
Back in the day.
She's an all-time badass.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, she's one of the
I even
beautiful,
know who she is.
Well, you didn't know that she was Kate Hudson's mother.
No, I
didn't. Smartass. You don't know Goldie Hawn?
I know Goldie Hawn, the
well,
name.
I don't think you do.
I know Goldie Hawn.
Yeah?
She
the
was
name.
Something popular.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a female.
Well, what other Goldies do you know?
Steve Goldstein.
Well, that's not his name.
Well,
his name is
You think
Steve.
Her name is Goldie?
His name is Steve.
She was in something big.
She was in a ton of movies. She was in, you know what you would know her from? Overboard with Kurt Russell.
That's
that
a good
seems
movie.
Like your kind of movie.
I like
Overboard
that one.
With Kurt Russell seems like
Damn.
Your kind of movie. Laughing is what made her really famous in the 60s. She had a million movies, though, in the 70s and 80s and
90s. I saw Snatched.
I don't even know
no.
what that is.
Wildcats.
Wildcats. Yes.
That's why
she
I
was
know
in
Goldie
Wildcats.
Hawn,
that's a great call.
Wildcats.
Great football movie.
Yep.
Wildcats. Was that the one with Sinbad?
Yep.
That was Sinbad. Sinbad. That's amazing. What a great call by
she
you.
She got them boys playing now.
That's a
She's
great call by you. Anyway.
Damn, she was fine.
Fine, yeah. She's still fine. I'm for her 80s. She's got to be in her 80s, yeah. No? Yeah. All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, who thought Goldie Hawn was a man. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
All right, so I have just been texted something very, very interesting.
Oh,
here.
Very good point by one of the chatters. What about Mayor Goldie Wilson? That is a mayor. That's a male Goldie. You know the Mayor Goldie Wilson.
For what city?
Mayor Goldie Wilson?
Who knows mayors?
Jimmy, Mayor Goldie Wilson?
Nope. Doesn't recall.
Are you guys kidding me?
Chicago.
Back to the Future? The black kid with the mop, I'm going to be mayor one day.
Yeah.
And then they go to the future, and it's
and
mayor Goldie Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh. Man.
You guys are all idiots.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, back to the future.
Goldie Wilson, mayor.
Great scene.
It was a great scene.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not a big fan of Back to the Future.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't normally like time travel movies, but that one works.
Didn't really translate.
That's arguably the greatest trilogy ever.
No.
No?
Back to the no.
No.
Not better than I mean are you saying it has to only be
right.
three movies so
can
I can't
be,
include Rocky?
Yeah, what do you think a trilogy is?
Three movies.
Yeah, like Star Wars. I mean, you could put three Star Wars movies
okay,
up against anything.
I got you. So it has to be a
trilogy
only?
Yeah.
Scream.
Wow.
Harry Potter?
No, but I think there's more of the... There's Scream. There's like 14 of them.
I got three of them that are
No,
good.
No, that's not the way that this works. Okay. We just covered this.
Movie trilogies.
Greatest movie...
But now
Lord of the Rings, The Godfather. Ooh, maybe I'm a little off.
But Godfather 3 was so bad. Although Back to the Future,
Three was phenomenal.
I
got to
do
man.
My hawk on this one. Let's be honest. Back to the Future was not that damn good.
What?
That's
goofy.
Crazy. That's
what?
Crazy.
It was goofy. '90s goofy.
No, one of the best movies
with the
ever.
With the '88, with the DeLorean, with the with the big lunkhead guy,
yeah.
the jock. That was just it was goofy.
No,
the first two were good. The third one sucked.
The third one did not suck. I will go to my grave. Back to the Future 3 is an excellent film.
No. That's the one in the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah. Do you know they shot Back to the School?
Back to the
what
School.
Am I saying? I'm thinking of Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School. They shot Back to the Future 2 and 3 at the same time.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
You knew that.
I'm a huge Back to the Future
fan.
I genuinely
future.
Did know that.
You knew that?
I swear I knew
you
that.
You knew that.
I knew that.
But you didn't know Mayor Goldie Wilson?
You just caught me off guard there. I was thinking like Miami Beach, Port St. Lucie.
All right.
Did he get older?
Somebody puts on the chat, did I miss the sandwich segment since it's National Sandwich Day? You actually did.
Hey, so how do you guys feel about this? Quinn Ewers. If I told you Quinn Ewers has a logo, would you believe me?
100%.
I mean, Ryan's got, RC's got a logo. Yeah. I wouldn't, nothing, nobody's not in the category of possibly having a logo.
Starting quarterback at Texas, NIL money, he has a logo. Yeah. I know high school kids with logos.
My friend just texted me, QuinnEwersOfficial.com. Mm-hmm. Quinn Ewers has a shop, and he's got merch, Quinn Ewers merch, that you can pay or buy right now on his website, and he's got a logo. Quinn Ewers has a logo, and you can buy the Quinn Ewers logo oversized t-shirts.
There are high school football players right now wearing their logo as necklaces to high school because they've already committed to a college and have deals. Craziest thing I've seen.
You guys want a Quinn Ewers t-shirt?
I'm good.
What's
thanks.
It go for?
$45.
Oh, yeah. Give me two. Let me see. Oh, I love when they don't have the rights to use the team names, so it uses the colors. And
it's kind of fire, though, no?
Yeah, yeah, I would get that. I have a Mike McDaniel t-shirt. I got a Canes wear once.
He's rolling out to throw an incompletion? What's that picture?
I recently gave that to Goodwill, the Miami Mike t-shirt.
Yeah, the Miami Mike.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I think a listener gave it to us. Somebody gave it to us.
Oh, I thought I got it at Caneswear.
Did Caneswear give it to us?
I thought I got it at Caneswear. Maybe I didn't. Maybe somebody brought it in.
Yeah.
That's when we were all in love with him. He's got the sunglasses. Well, you know, he's Miami Mike. Yeah.
He's cute till it's not
cute. No.
It's kind of crazy. 2023, the 1 year we had a dolphin on the show live, was the best year to have a dolphin on the show live. Like, could you imagine
with
doing
Javon?
Those,
yeah.
Imagine doing those interviews this year with whoever, Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd get sick a lot of Fridays, trust me. I was doing that playing.
Yeah.
Late in the year, 3-game losing streak.
But did anyone have expectations of your 1-15 season? Were there?
Even later in my.
Because I think this is one of the most disappointing seasons in Miami sports history because of the expectations for this team.
But I think they were, it's easy to say now, I think it's misguided.
Well, it was, but it doesn't matter. The expectations were the expectations.
It's you.
Yes.
We're saying, who's the corners? What's the line going to do?
I'm very responsible for the expectations of this team.
But it's not just this year. It's in general, the era.
Yeah.
The window.
Yeah.
It failed. And to me, that's what's disappointing. I had zero expectations coming into this year. After that Lions practice, I was tweeting, anybody who thinks the Dolphins are winning a playoff game this year needs to get their head examined. And Dolphins fans were losing their mind. It's a practice. Like, bro, the Lions beat reporters told you how garbage this team was and nobody wanted to buy in. Crowder was at that practice. He saw it with his own eyes how garbage this team was and nobody wanted to buy.
I mean, in fairness, it was a practice.
They were bad off. Detroit was wearing their ass out. Yeah. But you know what it was? We ignored the bell curve. 2023 was the peak.
Right.
And then we're up there. And remember,
we were saying it on the show,
2024 was the aberration year. It turned and it was going downhill again, and we were ignoring the downhill turn.
I certainly was.
And now we're sitting at the bottom of the hill like, damn, why are we rolling? Because we were on the downhill.
Yeah.
We weren't climbing anymore. 2024 should have been the playoff win. This year, we should have been talking about AFC title game at the least. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing in Indianapolis right now.
Yeah.
That's what these teams are doing. New England's talking about
Denver, the team that we put 70 points up on.
I was listening to Zach Gelb. Damn, the Patriots right now are the leaders in the division.
Yeah. Yep.
And we just fired our GM
and
traded our D in way. Come on, baby. Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
It's all right. Norman Powell plays basketball tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't he questionable?
Yeah. I think he's going to play, though.
All right.
Not that I have that on a source or whatever. I just think he's going to end up playing tonight back in L.A. A little show me something game for Norm. Mm.
Norm.
Anybody have, before we wrap things up here, anybody have any thoughts on this Ja Morant situation? Ja, clearly something went awry in the locker room after a loss between him and head coach Tomas Isalo. and challenged him. And all of a sudden, Jaws talking to reporters saying, I don't know, go ask
Talk
the coach.
To the coach.
Yeah, go ask the coach.
And then they suspended him. There's something going on there.
Yeah.
I think they're done with Ja. I think they're done with that. I think New Orleans probably done with Zion. I think some big name trades could be made this season.
Ja was supposed to be the future of the NBA.
Ja, that season was like unlike anything you'd seen in a long time. But now it just seems like he's trouble.
One thing is not being on top anymore. Another thing is being on top to now 3 years later. I mean, like, nobody even considers him a star
right
now.
Like an afterthought. Afterthought. Yeah.
We talked to Mike Wallace. He was saying that he said he talked with Ja about it personally. Like, now it's that year to take that step to being where everybody thought you were going to be at this time in your career.
Yeah.
That's a generational fall off right there, brother.
Brother.
All right, Monday Night Football tonight, Cowboys-Cardinals at 8:15. And just to kind of recap, Jalen Phillips traded to the Eagles for a third-round pick. The Dolphins pick up pretty much the entire tab on his contract this season, but in return, they get a better pick. They get a third-round pick for an expiring contract.
Yep.
And Canes women's basketball, they tipped off 17 minutes ago. Jimmy will get you a score update on that.
Jimmy, call the Watsco Center and see what the score is.
With 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Miami leads 16-12.
Let's go. That away, Jimmy. All right.
Canes Hoops, they host Jacksonville at 8. That game will be on AM560. Can I get a score check on that, Jimmy?
Not quite yet. Anybody want to bet that game?
You know anything about either team?
No, I'm like Sandler. Let's bet this.
You're going to twist my arm.
So the Canes will win. They're playing Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing they're going to be like 12, 14-point favorites, maybe more. Let's see here.
I got to update the app.
The under. All I've heard was Jay Lucas is big, defensive-minded guy.
Huh.
No player props, right, in college basketball?
No, not in Florida. FAU's in action tonight. Florida's in action tonight. Oh, they're number 3 in the nation?
We just won it.
We just won. You did it last year?
Yes.
The NCAA thing?
They sure did.
Good job. Good
job.
So why'd they fire Billy Napier? I don't get it.
Well, what the hell's Billy Donovan doing on the Bulls?
There's my man. Coach White.
Miami is a 18.5-point favorite tonight over Jacksonville.
It's a flyer? I don't know.
I might do like a 10 or 12 leg parlay. Just pick all the big winners tonight.
All big favorites.
Like the Michigan
money
State.
Money line parlay?
Money? No.
You're going to lay the points.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah, money line. Right. Good call.
Call Josh Appel about that.
All right.
He told me about that a couple years ago.
Big money line parlays?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Lost all my damn money. And I was like, Josh, I thought you said this is rolling. Oh, yeah, my insider told me only in the early season. Hey, get out of here, Josh.
Heat are 8-point dogs tonight, by the way, in L.A.
No cover.
Second night of a back-to-back?
No cover.
All right.
Your weather in
Norman
South Florida.
Norman Powell, by the way, 19.5 is the total.
Over.
Kawhi, 22.5.
Under.
Harden, 21.5.
Under.
All right. Zubac, 14.5.
Over. You're going up against Khalil Ware.
Oh, this is
that's pudding pie.
This is Jim Larinaga's son's team.
It is.
Because every time I say Zubac, I think of Jim Larinaga saying it because he always loves to talk about Zubac.
It's Zubac.
Whatever. I think it's Zubac.
Okay.
I think it's Zubac.
It's Zubac. Zubac.
Yeah. You said it was Banchero.
Fair. Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know who never just kind of mails it in?
Who?
The Costco guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And don't forget Funky Buddha tonight. You get a little Dan Day giving you trivia. You have a chance to have some delicious food at Funky Buddha. And if you see Ryan, the owner, wish him a happy birthday because it is his birthday today. I did text Chef and Ryan and Casey. Hey, we're doing Buffalo Wings on Sunday again for the Eat the Enemy. And Chef says we're going to serve bison wings because bison have wings.
You are
Everybody's
special.
A smart ass.
You are special.
Everybody's a smart ass. All right. So no Dolphins trades beyond Jalen Phillips so far today. But the night is still young. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, what time is the deadline? Like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
4 p.m. tomorrow.
4 p.m. tomorrow is the NFL trade deadline. I would imagine the Dolphins will make other moves, but it all remains to be seen.
Ship them all off.
Well, I mean, if the offers are there, I mean, you got a pretty good return for Jalen Phillips, in my opinion. I understand you're going to pay his entire salary, really. You're paying $6 million out of the $6.5 million that he's owed. But to have a third-round pick in return is a pretty good return. So for an expiring contract.
Yes.
So you have to see how it goes.
I just want to be all in. If they're going all in, be all in.
They're all in.
Yes.
I don't think there is any question that they are all in. They are all in. All right. We got to wrap things up here. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have more Heat tickets to give away. So make sure you're listening tomorrow. Cheetah Pompano, what a great spot to watch a little Monday night football tonight. Got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. You know, for Sundays and then Monday nights, like tonight, you can enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. I mean, what's better than football, girls, and beer? You watch all the games live or the game tonight live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Cheetah Pompano, of course, has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch. That's till 3 p.m. every day. They've got happy hour specials until 6. And I always say it, every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. We had Solana, for the first time in his life during this commercial break, try Good and Plenty's. It's an old candy. He said this box looks like it's from the 50s.
Yeah.
There's a box of Good and Plenty's right there. I put video up on Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You can watch Solana try a handful of Good and Plenty's for the first time ever.
That's tough.
It's a terrible candy. I don't know why they're here. I'm guessing Halloween, but that's a full-size Good and Plenty. So what kid would ever want a full-size box of Good and Plenty's?
They're still in business.
It is remarkable, right?
Crazy.
It is remarkable. Well, Solana's reaction was exactly what you'd expect. You'll see it on the video. He wanted to throw up. All right. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. And we've got High school sports with Larry Bluestein coming up. And then you've got Preheat tonight beginning at 9:15 on this radio station. Miami Hurricanes men's basketball on AM 560 starting at 7:30 with Joe Zagacki. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
The show was pedantic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.